Blog Talk Radio.
All right, that was CeeLo, a.k.a. Mark Spencer, with The Awakening, and that's what this show is all about. Unfortunately, for some reason, I could not hear the song loudly, so I'm not sure if that was playing too low or not. I will try and increase the volume if possible, and we have some planes flying over. So just welcome to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Ascended Radio. I'm your host, Jessica Andrea. Been doing this show since about 2012, taking some hiatuses and just kind of trying to see how I felt about coming back and if I wanted to revamp the show and go a little bit deeper. When I first started the show, the threshold I feel for what people, and maybe this is a judgment, but this is how it felt, the threshold for what people could actually sit with and receive was much smaller. The percentage of people that were understanding, I feel like, or resonating with this type of information was a smaller percentage. And so I sometimes kind of just tailored the show and kind of to the spiritual audience in particular. And what I really want to start doing is expanding that, because there's so many more people that are waking up, and we're waking up in different levels. Some people, you know, it may take them 2 months, 2 days, 2 hours to get to where, you know, it took us 10 years. And some people are just starting. Some people are just starting to question religion or institutions that we're realizing are obsolete and no longer serving us and no longer serving the evolution of humanity. So awakening happens in so many different ways, right? It can happen politically, it can happen spiritually, it can happen emotionally, but the biggest thing is it happens internally. And that internal awakening can be ignited with things outside of oneself, right? You can look at the political climate and that might just snap something in you. It might give you a flash of a previous lifetime when you felt that feeling of despair or a lack of justice. And so that might be like a trigger within you, a signal that your soul set forth, a marker, if you will. I like to call it an energetic marker in time, to wake your soul up. It might have been a relationship. You might have called forth a soulmate to contract within this life to create some sort of either disharmony or harmony, whatever it was that you agreed upon to wake your soul up at that moment. To just a deeper sense of self, and that might have put you on this journey. And so I welcome you here. This is, again, Ascended Radio. Today's show is called The Integration of Ascension. And the reason that I call this show Ascended Radio is because that's the process that I feel happened for me, which was just an ascension and evolution, but like a quickening of the awakening process. For a lot of us, I'm in my 30s, very late 30s, last year of my 30s. It happened in about 2012, 2011. And of course, there's different waves. As I've said before on the show, there's children that are coming in fully aware. I feel like I was not ever completely asleep. I didn't accept certain things about society. I didn't accept religion. I didn't accept war. I didn't accept just judgment or the way that humans were operating on this planet. And so I just kind of wanted to discover what this life was and what God was and what the universe was, what we were doing here. And I probably started asking those questions at about six, about. I was very young. And I had a father who would, you know, see energies and spirits and who didn't hide it from me and wanted me to know but didn't want me to go too deep. And so I was just a very inquisitive person. And so that is what set me on my journey and just kept, you know, going down that rabbit hole. Here we are, you know, 30-something years later. And now the threshold or the percentage of, I feel, light and awareness has increased substantially. And you can tell because even if you look at social media, right, if you look even 5 years ago, certain topics we had to kind of whisper about in just spiritual circles, right? Like, or just that cousin that you had that was, you know, studying metaphysics or quantum physics. And, you know, it was my siblings and my cousins, we all just came into the world with this kind of inquisitiveness and spirituality. You know, we have the ability, some of us, to astral travel, to dream. We have like a deep intuition, and when we saw parents come around or adults, we shut down and because we didn't want them to. We knew that they couldn't know. We, you know, there's something in us as kids that just knew that they were not ready, and we knew from just observing them and their conversations. And but now, you know, I can talk to my mom. My mom's beyond me in certain ways, and my father passed away, but we still communicate in the dream world. And I, you know, just looking at, like I said, social media, you're seeing people talk about astral traveling, being a starseed, a hybrid, you know, frequencies, different dimensions, being a multiverse, just all these questions. Some people are questioning, you know, is it flat earth, is it spherical, like, what is it, right? And it doesn't really matter to an extent, right? Because it's all of it and it's none of it at the same time. It's whatever has you keep that inquisitiveness going. It's whatever resonates within you. It's whatever makes sense for you is the reality that you're agreeing upon. And so that's what you're going to exist in for that moment. And so whatever keeps you inquisitive and keeps you wanting to be the student will have you also be the teacher at one point. And at one point, just the way that our society is laid out, you might feel as though you have to achieve a certain level of knowledge. We have, just looking at our grade system, right? You have to, it's mandated, it's structure telling you that you'll grow at this rate, right? And we know that that can't be fact, you know, that doesn't resonate, that every single person would learn at the same rate and in the same way. So in actuality, now we have, you know, children that are teaching their parents technology, and we have, you know, parents that are also teaching their children old ways of being. And so, you know, we have kind of this ebb and flow of wisdom that is flowing, and we kind of stop that flow of wisdom through judgment, right? When we have, let's say, the older generation saying, "Ah, you can't teach me anything." And you have the younger generation saying the same thing. And so you have to open up those lines of communication beyond just the verbal communication that we have. We really have to tap into our intuitive tools so that we can feel into people's intentions and not judge based off of what they're saying or not saying, but just really begin to feel and utilize that tool in order to integrate all aspects of ourselves, right? So today's show, we are discussing ascension, the ascension process, and how
right now, everything is being integrated. So before, you know, we had this dualistic system, right, that probably served its purpose at one point in evolution, where we had to have good and bad, right and wrong, black and white, up and down, you know, we had to have these different polarities in order to compare and contrast. Right, but once you evolve, you don't need that anymore. Like I just said, we're using spiritual tools, so it doesn't really, you don't really need to see darkness to know the light. You don't really need to have someone tell me, I'm not interested in you. I can actually feel that, right? You can feel it. And a lot of times we refer to that as intuition. And so once we develop our intuition, we no longer need to have contrast in order to know or to grow, right? We can move through this life and just know that we are one. We don't need to see an other to know that we're the same, right? So I look at this thing called like the Trinity, right? And we see that so much. We see it like Nikola Tesla, we're talking about his 369 that keeps popping up, his codes, right? We see the Trinity in religion. And so it kind of, let's delve a little bit deeper into that, right? So we can look at it as three parts, right, of the balance between the masculine and the feminine. So for me, I'm actually very privy to the fact that I'm both, right? And I might even say that I tend to have more masculine energy than feminine. And not a lot more, but a good amount more, of like 60-40 at least, right? And so when I was blocking like emotions a lot, because a lot of times I think in the spiritual realm, we don't like to feel emotions. You know, that's like a bad word. You know, we don't, especially extreme emotions, we don't like to admit we feel angry or we feel sad or, you know what I mean? We like to remain very neutral. And you can remain neutral and still experience emotions, right? It's just a matter of how deeply you're experiencing them. And how really long we're dwelling in that, right? So I was one of those people, I didn't want to feel emotions. So when I was blocking those emotions, I was operating from an old paradigm of masculinity, right? And allowing myself to feel those emotions, I started to operate more so from the feminine energy, but also the old paradigm that gave me permission to do so, right? So once you balance both, you integrate both, from a higher level of experience into a higher vibrational integrated oneness, then it's all balanced. It's all one. It's all integrated. And I no longer need to have even a masculine or a feminine, right? We're both. We're all. So once we balance that, those energies out within ourselves, we can then balance it out for the rest of humanity and no longer even need those old identifications, those old identifiers that create division, right, and divisiveness. We want to see in every aspect of our lives how we can integrate into one, right? If you're in a conversation, right, and you are wanting to be right, and the other person's wanting to be right, then we have two polarities, right? Like one person ends up having to be wrong in the other person's mind, the other person has to be right. But what if we just kind of remove that energy of division and we just engage in a conversation and we don't allow our emotions to become extreme, or we don't allow ourselves to become attached to being one identity or the other? Because when we have to constantly make something right or wrong, then we're going to use that to identify ourselves or people out in the world, right? Or experiences or energies. But we remain neutral and we integrate the allness into one. When we say, I'm both and I'm all and I've balanced that within myself, then we can then operate from a place of evolution and we can move beyond the archaic systems that we now have in place that are not working for anyone, right? So this whole notion right now of integrating is huge for me. And we're going to talk about this show because we're just scratching the surface. But it's really moving beyond and evolving past needing to have duality in order to recognize our oneness. Integrating our higher self even with our third dimensional physical existence, right? For me, I've also, I struggle with being a vegan, not being vegan. I like to feel guided. I don't ever want someone else's experience to impose itself on me. Like, I like to talk to my guides and my own body and my higher self and come to a conclusion, even once I'm having an inclination. I want to arrive there myself, because if you don't, you're not standing on solid ground. It's not a foundation that you've created for yourself. It's not a realization that you have for yourself. But I came to a realization even about the density of this earth, and when you do eat physical, like flesh of this earth that is dense, right? It's not allowing your light body, your higher self, to integrate into this physical vessel because it's become dense. And that atmosphere, that climate of density, can't withstand, your light body can't withstand that for very long, right? So that's why usually, like, instead of your light body or your higher self integrating with your physical body, which to me is ascension, right? Like I've said that before on the show, ascension is like dying in your physical body without having to physically die. But our bodies give out before that can happen, right? And so we have to make, like, the physical world can be whatever it is, but our physical body has to integrate with our higher self in this process. It has to integrate just like everything else is, and then we can operate from a higher standpoint, right? Or more expanded one. So it's not right or wrong. It's just what you want to experience. You know, if you'd like to experience operating from, having your higher self and being held accountable for your life's purpose and your soul's design, then, yeah, that might be, something that you'd want to master and discipline, is cleansing out your body and your vessel to allow your higher self to be welcome there, to have a space where it can operate from on this planet. And can you imagine if we were all integrating our higher selves, right, the self that we pray to, that knows all, that co-created this existence with us, on the planet, and we're all integrated, and we're all, both right and wrong, and left and right, and black and white, and none of it at the same time, to the point where it disappears. Now that's something that we can integrate. That's something that we can get with, right? That's something I can get with. So that's just, like I said, it's very scratching the surface, but we can look to all aspects of our life and where we are operating from duality and move into the Trinity, which is balance. You know, if you have left and you have right and you have the in-between, that's balance. That's the Trinity. For me, at this time, at this level of my understanding, that's completion, right? So we want to move from two different polarities into being centered and balanced, right in between. We want to integrate that into our oneness. So I want to thank you so much for listening. Let me know. I actually forgot to give you one number today, and maybe I wasn't supposed to, but for future reference, if you want to join the conversation, again, I'm only going to welcome just having a conversation and just delving deeper into these concepts that are just coming through me and my process. And I have a feeling that a lot of other people are going through similar things right now. So for next week, the call-in number is 646-716-6113. Thank you so much for listening to Ascended Radio, where we are authentically becoming our divine selves.